And so, where did you study? When
Well,
did you decide to study?
I went to this proper school in Wellingarden City and did 2 years there, managed to get advanced German and biology, I think. I had to do maths, from scratch and chemistry. And eventually I got into University College London. They did a course called intermediate, so you could make up. So I did zoology, botany, psychology, and chemistry there. So that brought me more or less on a level with others. Not quite, but more or less. And then I didn't get a place there for a degree, but I got into a college, Chelsea College of Science and Technology, and I did my degree there. And I did, after that, I did my PhD there as well.
Parents must have been so proud, that
I don't know. I think I was a disappointment to my father. At least that's how he made out, because he wanted me to get married and have six children. That would have been like a Victorian father. So when he got grandchildren, I said, "Well, now you've got a grandchild." But he said, "No, it's not the same as from a girl." But he never let on to me. But he must have been, because to other people, other people would come and say, "Your father is, pleased," but he would never let on to me.
And so, did your parents live to a long age, or?
My father, well, when I, what happened then? I did my degree. I went down, then I got, came up to Glasgow, and I got a job in a, as a very well-known professor's assistant, research assistant in Edinburgh. So I spent 3 years with him, and then I got an assistant lectureship in the university zoology department. And then the policy was you couldn't stay on after that. You had to move on. And I got invited to Glasgow University. Imagine. And now people are clamoring for jobs. Then you were invited to apply. So I was very lucky. I was invited by the professor of zoology and I got the job. And I'm still in the department 40 something years after. But in 1975, I decided I need a break from Glasgow. And I'd met someone at a conference and had invited me to go to Australia. So, being a zoologist, I thought, well, I must take my chance, go see the world. So, I went out there for a year. And while I was there, my father passed away in 75. And my mother, I was offered a job, out there, but I thought, well, I've been separated from my family once in my lifetime. It's too far away. So although everything was honky-dory, I decided to come back. And, because my mother was still alive, and she lived to be 83, and she lived till, I think it was 1990. So that's what happened.
And so you have twin brothers and a twin brother and sister, and so did you see that are some in America and.
Yes, funnily enough, the Hungarians became British, and the British went out to America and eventually became Americans, as though they were running away from us. So it's only in the last 10 years I've really got to know my sister, because now I go out there last few years to visit my aunt, who's now 100. And after that, I spend a couple of weeks with my sister, who's a timeshare in Mexico. And this year, I came back via New York, where I've got my brother and his extended family. So, we're still scattered, but we keep.
And are you the only person who's gone into academia?
Yes.
What
Yes.
speciality did you?
Pardon?
Did you have a speciality?
Yes, I took a. I specialize in entomology,
Insects.
insects. Did my PhD on insect embryology. Spent 3 years studying an egg, which was 1.5 millimetres long.
As you do.
As you do. And then when I went to Australia, I thought, well, Australia's famous for marsupials. Mm-hmm. So I actually changed to marsupials. And I set up the first colony of marsupials in Glasgow University. And, you know, we published quite a bit on it.
So do you work with the vet school?
No. I taught vets, but no. Uh-huh. So developmental biology became my field. First in insects and then in mice and marsupials, reproductive biology and embryology.